There's a legendary story that the meeting that the Yankees were talking about drafting him, that they were concerned that he might be going to Michigan, and you supposedly said the only place Derek Jeter is going is Cooperstown. Is that true?
That's correct. That is correct, because at the time, you know, signing a high school player was very difficult, you know, because and plus you're competing with college. There were a bundle of factors that I thought, and what bothered me more so than anything is that he had a girlfriend at that time, and that girlfriend was going to go to the University of Michigan, and I thought that was the biggest concern that I might have. But there were three positives. Number one, he wanted to play professional baseball. That's what he wanted to do. He made that quite clear. Secondly, he wanted to be a Yankee. Being drafted by the Yankees was going to make it a lot easier to culminate signability than it would have been in some other club. Number three, which was a very intelligent assessment on his part, how much higher can I go in a draft? I can't go much higher than this. So it was the fact that that's what he wanted to do, and that's what he wanted to be, and all the tools and the intangibles and the things that are going to be projected on this field for a long career were just very evident to me.
You were able to make that point that emphatically, that you saw greatness stamped on him right then and there?
You know, there's a thing that I remember taking the wallet, and it wasn't necessarily with Derek Jeter. I remember a number of times taking a wallet out of my pocket and throwing it on the table, and I'd say, boys, take my wallet, take my car, take my home, take my wife, take my kids, but don't take this player away from me. But and I almost could have made that statement at this point in time. I mean, I was with the Yankees 20 years. It was just 9 years with the Brewers, 2 years with Montreal, and you see a lot of players, and there's not, in my opinion, not anyone that's going to be any better and it's going to get to any achievement level than this player. This is special.
Out of nearly 3,000 hits, how many would you say you saw in person?
I lived through each one of them. You know, every morning with the newspaper, I lived through each other one. I don't know, because in my travels, majority of the time I see the Yankees is when I'm scouting the Yankees or another team, coming in to look at a player. So I've been very fortunate that every time I did see him play, he did get a hit. I've never seen him go 0 for anything. Okay.